Money FM 89.3, the best of your money. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
This is the Michelle edition of Market Watch. Let's dive right into it with corporate earnings. We begin with Marina Bay Sands. Now, what do you think? Are MBS's profits up or down? Want to make an educated guess? A lot of people are gaming. MBS is reporting record numbers. It nets at nearly $600 million during the first 3 months of the year, 50% higher than a year ago. I like those odds. If we take a closer look, the occupancy rate at MBS actually dropped a little during the first quarter, but it is still booking out 95% of its rooms, and the price per room has jumped 20% to more than $700 a night. Ow. Of course, most of MBS's earnings, not really from the suites, but the earnings coming from the gaming floor. The integrated resort casino grossed nearly $860 million. MBS's numbers are so good, in fact, their major driver for the parent company, Las Vegas Sands, which netted $3 billion during the first quarter. As good as those numbers are, analysts are divided when it comes to Las Vegas Sands shares. Citi has a buy call on the gaming company and has raised its target price for this stock to $75, which is about 60% above LVS's current share price. However, while Citi is bullish, JP Morgan, Mitsuo, and Wells Fargo, they've all lowered their target price here, even though they still expect Las Vegas Sands' share price to rise. Right? Now you know. That said, Las Vegas Sands was the worst performing member of the S&P 500 overnight. It sank 8.7% despite its strong earnings numbers. Analysts say investors appear to be worried about Las Vegas Sands' Macau business and stiff competition there. Okay, let's move away from the gaming tables and zoom in on streaming video. Netflix had a stellar quarter. For the first quarter, it blew right past those earnings estimates on the back of a 16% jump in subscriber numbers. Nearly 270 million people worldwide now subscribe to Netflix, and those numbers got a boost from Netflix's crackdown on password sharing. Now, if we take a look at how those subscriber numbers translate into earnings, Netflix netted $2.3 billion during the first quarter of the year. That is nearly 80% higher than a year earlier. Along with that crackdown on password sharing, Netflix has been building up its advertising tier. This is believed to still be pretty small in terms of the company's overall finances, but it is definitely growing. The streaming media giant says in markets where the ad tier is available, it accounts for 40% of new subscriptions. In the meantime, Netflix announced a change to its reporting policies, and I have to say that's causing a little bit of a stir in markets. Starting next year, Netflix will no longer release quarterly subscriber numbers. It says it will still disclose major milestones as well as annual numbers, but it would like the markets to stop focusing on short-term fluctuations in subscriptions. Makes a lot of sense. As you might imagine, analysts not too happy about the change. We love more data points, the better, but it's going to make it harder for analysts basically to track Netflix's business, right? Now, this change, along with a muted sales outlook, is prompting a sell-off in Netflix shares. It's down nearly 5% in after-hours trade. In other news that I have for you, Apple CEO Tim Cook is right here in Singapore. Yes, his schedule has been kept under wraps. Mr. Cook, I invite you to your money. I think it would make our audience so happy. He arrived yesterday and is scheduled to meet incoming Prime Minister Lawrence Wong. Like I say, Mr. Cook, if the average consumer is who you want to talk to, you're invited. This week, Apple also announced it plans to invest $250 million here in Singapore to expand its campus in Ang Mo Kio, so that there'll be more space to work on AI, amongst other things. Okay, so here's a question for you. Do you know how many people Apple employs right here in our Lion City? How about MCQ? I'll give you three choices. 10,000 people, 2,000 people, or 3,600. If you said 10,000? Well, we need to put some pressure on Mr. Cook to make that happen. The correct answer is 3,600. Apple employs approximately 3,600 people here in Singapore, although that number is set to rise. Cook's visit comes on the tail end of his Asia trip. He's pledged new investment in Vietnam. He's considering producing gadgets in Indonesia and is reportedly close, Apple that is, to opening an Apple store in KL. And Cook launched a charm offensive in Beijing, where he hopes to revive lagging iPhone sales. Okay, let's take a look at broader markets, shall we? The S&P 500 flipped between the small gains and losses throughout the overnight session before they finished down about 0.25%. Now, even though that's not a big decline, it was the S&P 500's fifth straight loss, which marks its longest losing streak since October. The benchmark index has now fallen more than 4.5% from its record high set last month. The Dow, meanwhile, finished marginally higher overnight, while the Nasdaq fell 0.5%. Let's turn to India, where the world's largest democratic elections kick off today. Some 1 billion people will vote in an election period that spans 7 phases over the next 6 weeks. Analysts widely expect voters to hand Prime Minister Narendra Modi a third term in office. What could this mean for investors? Well, the Nifty 50 and the Sensex indices are both up more than 20% over the past year. In the near term, though, there may still be some additional stock market volatility. If there is, analysts at JP Morgan Chase recommended buying the dip. They pointed out that the MSCI India index is outpacing its Asian counterpart, and they say that if Modi's BJP wins a third term, they're likely to continue modernizing India's infrastructure and boost manufacturing as well. India's stock market is currently one of the most expensive in the world. The MSCI India index trades at 23 times next year's expected earnings. All right, time for corporate news, and I like to do it up or down style so that you can participate. Up or down, Changi Airport. You got a call? Air travel is on the rise, so Changi Airport, up or down? Well, unfortunately, in the global rankings, Changi has fallen a notch. It's no longer the number one top-ranked airport. That title goes to Doha, which tops the charts this year in the annual Skytrax World Airport Awards. Changi Airport comes in at number two, so unfortunately, that's a down for Changi, which always strives to be the world best. Asia's airports in general have made a pretty strong showing this year. If I look at Asia airports, yep, occupying 4 of the top 5 slots in addition to Changi, Seoul, Tokyo, Haneda, and Tokyo Narita round off the top 5 for world's best, according to Skytrax. Next up, let's look at UBS. The Swiss banker is closing 17 China-focused funds, and they're returning money to investors. It's also retrenching one-third of its China team, which means more than 15 people will lose their jobs. I'd say that's a down for UBS. Next up, one of the world's largest chip makers, Insight, TSMC. Now, TSMC is a primary supplier to Apple and Nvidia. Apple iPhone sales have been down, Nvidia sales have been up. So, which do you think had a bigger impact on TSMC's bottom line? If you said Nvidia and AI, you'd be correct. So, TSMC is posting its best numbers in a year. It netted $18.8 billion during the first quarter, and that is 16% higher than a year earlier. So I'm giving TSMC an up. The chipmaker's share price has fallen 10% over the past week, so it looks like investors have been taking profits. TSMC's share price is still up nearly 50% over the past 12 months. All right, our last entry this morning is a company that has a great music catalog. It owns and manages the song rights to a number of high-profile artists, including Beyoncé, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Shakira, Neil Young, and Blondie. It's called Hypnosis. Very cool. Hypnosis, spelled Hypnosis, as in knowledge, right? Hypnosis, cool. Is that an up or down? Well, the company has been having financial problems, but it has just agreed to sell itself to a music rights investor called Concord for $1.4 billion. I'd say that's an up for it. Hypnosis is listed in London. You are welcome. Its share price is up 30% on the news. Our last word today goes out to the human brain and privacy advocates. You know, us as consumers, we've kind of grown accustomed to the idea that our personal data, things like our browsing histories, social media contacts, even our genetic history, if you've downloaded those apps, might be collected and resold by the apps that we use. But with the advent of new products that measure our brains, like meditation apps, what about our brain waves? It's a serious question. Can you imagine a company making use of the signals that your brain is sending out? The New York Times is running a piece about it, and the U.S. state of Colorado has become the first place in the U.S. to say brain data must remain private. Supporters of the bill have expressed concerns that neural data could be used to decode a person's thoughts and feelings, learn sensitive facts about their mental health, or even a physical condition like whether someone has epilepsy. What do you think? Would you let someone into your brain? I'd say that's quite intimate. No, birth date's already quite intimate. Give someone your birth date in some cultures, you know. But my brain waves? No, I'd like to keep those private. How much would I let someone have a look at my brain waves if they were to pay me? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Something should be private, I think. Because you never know what you're going to see in there. Hopefully you see something in there, that's for sure.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.